Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about cover-up and lawlessness abounding in our nation today. Lawlessness. Looking at a headline. Bold headlines. New York City pedestrians struck, dragged by U-Haul. Driver, NYPD bomb squad on the scene. Police have no indication that there is any terrorism involved in the Bay Ridge, Brooklyn rampage. A man driving a U-Haul went on a violent rampage in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, Monday morning, striking eight people, including a police officer, before being taken into custody. At this time, we have no indication there's any terrorism involved. They jump to that conclusion every time something like that takes place, ladies and gentlemen. The article said the reporter told the reporters that the scene on Monday. However, as always, we'll continue to investigate this incident with full resources of the New York Police Department and our partners. And it goes to talk about the event, how it took place, and what took place. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I'm making, we're looking at cover-ups and lawlessness abounding in our nation. Our nation today, ladies and gentlemen, and any nation in history, will not rise any higher morally, ethically, socially, economically, spiritually, than the leaders in the nation, i.e., the President of the United States of America and those that are supposed to be the government servants under God to lead us. We're watching the implosion of morals and ethics and values in our nation. Perhaps you say, well, what should Christians do? Ezekiel 33 and verse 10 says, how should we then live? That's the question. And I believe we need to recognize that we're away from God, to recognize that every vote counts, and to realize in this election cycle in many cities and states across America today that there's a need for us to vet the candidates and vote and to put the person in office or the people, individuals in office that's going to honor God with their being sworn in to uphold the Constitution. I'm looking at an article that says U.S. rancher charged with murdering a Mexican trespasser, claimed self-defense. He fired warning shots first. The lawyer for George Allen Kelly, the elderly Arizona rancher, in fact, he's 72 years old, ladies and gentlemen, locked up in jail, waiting for trial. He's being tried for first-degree murder because this article says he shot a Mexican man trespassing on his property. Says he saw armed men approaching him, pointing AK-47 rifle at him. He fired warning shots first to scare them away. Kelly is now being held on a $1 million bail and is charged with first-degree murder, premeditated murder for January 30th shooting of a man later reportedly to be a Mexican national. Goes on to talk about the fact the leader of the national, leader of the armed group of men saw Mr. Kelly pointed a AK-47 right at him, wrote the witness. Mr. Kelly, fearing for his life and safety, fired several shots from his rifle, hoping to scare them away from his family, his wife, and his animals in his home. As he shot, Mr. Kelly took care to aim well over the heads of the armed group of men. The group then began running into the desert, surrounding his home. Once the group had fled, Mr. Kelly walked over to the barn area to see if it was safe and secure. The $1 million bail has outraged conservatives and those concerned about the criminal activity about the border due to the relaxed border enforcement under President Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 5-page article. The bottom line is we're watching lawlessness. And when an individual that has the right to keep and bear arms, an individual that fired the weapon to protect his life, the life of his wife, and to protect his property, when he fired, he felt his life was in danger, his property was in danger, and he fired. But in America, lawlessness dictates through the DOJ Merrick Garland to prosecute a citizen in the United States of America for defending his life and his property. That's lawlessness, ladies and gentlemen, and it abounds across our nation today. Lawlessness abounding in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that lawlessness, we've seen for the past 3 years where there's been a blatant denial of the truth and the facts in relationship to Wuhan China virus and the death jabs that's been forced upon millions. May I say to you, our Bill of Rights have been undermined by the Biden administration. And listen, here's why it's so valuable to understand this. Here's why it's so, I caution each and every day on this broadcast. This is why it's so imperative that Christians and conservatives recognize what's happening. Because if we lose our Bill of Rights, we have lost the freedom to worship. We've lost the freedom to preach the gospel. We've lost the freedom to communicate the truth of the Word of God. We've lost the freedom, religious liberties, of witnessing and soul winning and reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can go to any nation where they do not have this freedom. Look at Russia. Look at China. Look at North Korea. Look at Iran. Look at Syria and other nations that do not have these freedoms and these rights. We're watching those being eviscerated today. We're watching the fulfillment of the scripture in the Matthew 24 text where it talks about lawlessness abounding. It's in the same category. It's in the same unit of thought, ladies and gentlemen, where it talks about false teachers and false preachers, where it talks about many that's going to come in the name of Christ and are not and will deceive. It is in the same context where it talks about wars and rumors of wars. It's in the same context where it talks about nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and where famines and pestilences and earthquakes and diverse places will take place. We're seeing all of these things bubbling to the top. And ladies and gentlemen, it ought not to frighten us. It should cause us to have a passion for reaching the world with the gospel, warning as a watchman on the wall, warning those about us, warning the nation, warning those in our family, our homes, our churches, our neighborhood, that the time is coming and is very, very near when we will no longer have these freedoms. Ladies and gentlemen, the top news story today, perhaps you've already seen the top news story. The top news story today, ladies and gentlemen, is that the FBI and the Department of Energy have all of a sudden decided that the Wuhan China virus originated in the Wuhan lab and not in the Wuhan wet market, as we have been told. All of us, most all of us, already knew this. Most with any common sense already knew this. But ladies and gentlemen, the bioweapons lab that created it, they did so with the purpose in mind of using it for a mass destructive weapon. And that's exactly what has taken place. But ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, the two liars, they were lying for money, the two liars that stood beside President Donald J. Trump when the announcement was made that we needed to lock down for 15 days to flatten the curve. The president made that requirement of the nation because he had been lied to. Because Dr. Fauci knew the difference, Dr. Birx knew the difference, and yet they lied to us. And today, ladies and gentlemen, they're calling it now a massive cover-up that has taken place, a massive cover-up. It is a true fact that it has been covered up, and multitudes did not know this because of social media, big tech, and the Biden administration refusing to allow the truth to be heard, refusing to allow the truth to be distributed. Ladies and gentlemen, they deliberately, the Wuhan China Lab deliberately released the man-made, lab-created, weaponized virus called COVID-19. They did not realize, as the Chinese virologist said in her statement, this is the bottom line where she said that she knew what had happened, that they released it purposely. She said the problem was that it exploded out of control, that is the release of the virus, because the Chinese Communist government and the military scientists underestimated the virus's transmissibility. That's why finally it got out of control and caused a local outbreak. However, we should know that the CCP government intentionally, hear this. This is the virologist that worked in the lab that knows what has happened. She said, however, they should know that the Communist Chinese government intentionally let it go all over the world to kill millions of people all over the globe. She fled her position in order to save her life. She said, I started noticing the growing number of cases coming out of mainland China involved in human-to-human transmission. She reported that she had been warned about her comments. We'll disappear you, they said. And so her life is in danger, but yet she's taken the bold stand to tell the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, the Merrick Garland DOJ, the FBI, under the auspices of Joe Biden's lying and cover-up, this has been covered up for 3 years. And the onion is just now being peeled. And it is my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that as the onion is peeled, as investigations go further. And there's Christopher Wray, the FBI director, that just admitted that he believes that it came out of the lab. Let me just read a line or two from that. COVID-19 pandemic most likely started in the Wuhan lab, said the FBI director, Christopher Wray. COVID-19 pandemic most likely, his words, started after Wuhan laboratory leak in China, FBI director Christopher Wray said on Tuesday. He publicly confirmed the Bureau's assessment of the lab leak theory for the first time during the interview with Fox News. The FBI has, for quite some time now, assessed the origins of the pandemic are most likely potential lab incidents in Wuhan, China, Christopher Wray said. Here you are talking about a potential leak from a Chinese government-controlled laboratory, end quote, by Christopher Wray. Further, he says, since the first case of COVID-19 in the U.S. in 2020, the Chinese government has tried to thwart and obfuscate the investigation into the origin of the pandemic. Wray's admission marks the second government agency to publicly back the lab leak theory. The Department of Energy also backed the assessment of COVID-19 beginning in the lab, but labeled it with, quote, low confidence. And here's Christopher Wray saying that there is full confidence, most likely confidence, that it started in the lab. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, opinion, what went wrong and what went right with COVID? The Chinese lab leak report from the Department of Energy saying it's a low confidence that the COVID-19 virus accidentally escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, had made headlines this week. Then on Tuesday, FBI Director Wray weighed in, telling Fox News the FBI has for quite some time. Let me pause for a moment. How long is quite some time? 3 years. 3 years. Let me say it again. 3 years. That the FBI has lied, deceived, obfuscated the truth, and covered it up. And now when they cannot run and hide any longer because the committee investigations through the new Republican-controlled House, they're letting a little truth come out. He says here, Christopher Wray weighed in, telling Fox News the FBI for quite some time had assessed that the origin of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan, China. On Wednesday, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesperson Mao Ning responded to that assessment, saying that the lab leak theory holds no credibility at all. That's China still refuting the truth of what took place in relationship to Wuhan. this article, another article says, study dooms idea that your life depends on COVID vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of COVID, as a result of the COVID bioweapons lab leak, and as the virologist there says, purposeful, it has caused harm and danger, death and destruction, disability across the globe, because the scientists that wrote that letter under the auspices of Anthony Fauci did so because of money, receiving their grants from NIH. Fauci's approval for their grants hung in the balance. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, we had across America the lockdowns, the church closures, the forced, which, by the way, the lockdowns were all unconstitutional. Hear me. They're all unconstitutional. And yet the president, Joe Biden, has signed a treaty with the World Health Organization out of the UN on the 27th, just a few days ago, that will allow the World Health Organization, the WHO, to surveil all of Americans, to force a lockdown at will, to force mask wearing on an international basis, and to force vaccinations into the arms of human beings in the United States of America or go to jail. That's what we're faced with. And under a, quote, health pandemic, the World Health Organization now has authority over the sovereignty of the United States of America, and it's all as a result of lawlessness out of the White House, lawlessness out of all of the federal agencies and bureaucracies, and as a result of that, we're finding that lawlessness redounding on the streets where murder and mayhem is taking place because they see no controls out of the White House with nothing being done but a dual justice system out of the DOJ. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I think it's rather ironic now that all this information is coming out, ironic in a very sad, tragic way, that all the things that we as Christians and conservatives believe and have been saying over the past years of this pandemic scare are now being shown to be true, and that we were correct in what we thought and what we believed. And I'm so grateful that I did not take the shot, that my husband did not, and that none of my children did. And I'm so grateful. And it is very, you know, when I was younger, I used to trust the government. I thought the CDC, well, they're just really up on everything. And I've learned that we can't trust anything but the Lord Jesus Christ. And it becomes clearer to me the older I get. Anyway, Amen. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Miranda, that's very good. One of the things, if I can keep you for just a moment, one of the things that I've also said as a result of this new revelation that's come out that we already knew, most of us as conservative Christians and patriots, we knew this was being perpetrated on us by a lie. But as a result of that, it's my prayer that this onion will continue to be unpeeled. And I've got a fistful of articles today that time will probably not allow me to even touch on that will show that nation after nation around the globe are saying, stop the COVID vaccinations. It's killing our people. They're finding more people die because of the COVID vaccination than those that are dying because of COVID. And that also is a lie. And that lie is being paid for by the federal government because of lawlessness out of the Oval Office under the leadership of Joe Biden. So it's my prayer that we will see in the near future that CDC's records, and a lot of FOIA requests have gone out, that CDC's own records would show that they've lied to us, deceived us, and it is a mass genocidal effort that's taken place. It's my prayer that'll take place in the future. So we need to keep
Population control,
mass genocide, absolutely. But Miranda, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at headline. Study dooms the idea that your life must depend on a COVID vaccination. Looking at another headline, and it's a major headline. The greatest cover-up in human history, this writer says, dated March the 1st. First, it was supposed to be a conspiracy theory. Then it was banned. And finally, it's now considered true. End quote. The article further reads, the so-called lab leak theory of the origins of COVID-19, the theory that COVID-19 originated in a Wuhan Institute of Virology and then was unintentionally loosed, was always the most probable explanation for the outbreak of the deadly virus, according to this writer. But for well over a year, it was considered to be something that was not to be mentioned as far as a lab leak theory. So then Senator Cotton, Tom Cotton, a Republican of Arkansas, posted the possibility of a lab leak on February 2020. He was rudely mocked by the media. The New York Times headline, Senator Tom Cotton repeats a fringe theory of coronavirus origins. Scientific American headline, March 2022. The lab leak hypotheses made it harder for scientists to seek the truth. End quote. Facebook actively quashed all attempts to disseminate the theory. Dr. Anthony Fauci went on a national television and downplayed the theory of a lab leak. The reasons are obvious. The first powerful institutions had a stake in the downplaying of the Chinese origins of the virus in order to shift blame to the rest of the world. Certainly, that was China's game. In all likelihood, COVID-19 was already spreading in China as early as October of 2019, and the government covered it up for months. But that was also the game of the World Health Organization. Members of the American government, like Dr. Fauci, also had a stake in something questions, sometimes smothering the questions about the U.S. funding for gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China. The, ladies and gentlemen, the gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China was paid for, hear me, paid for by U.S. tax dollars. It was outlawed in America. It was being done at the University of North Carolina, and it was shut down in 2014. The shutdown was temporary for 3 years. At the end of that, it was going to be January of 2017. This is the reason Anthony Fauci stood on the platform and warned then brand new President Donald J. Trump that you're going to face a pandemic. How did he know that? Because Dr. Anthony Fauci knew in advance of telling Donald J. Trump that he was going to face a pandemic in his leadership role as president, because Anthony Fauci was already behind the scenes collecting dollars, making deals with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Pfizer and Moderna and the other pharmaceutical laboratories that he was gleefully lying and covering up in order to make the millions that he's made as a result of it. Here's an article. Biden official: natural immunity isn't something to believe in for COVID-19. The Biden administration, for 3 years now, they've denied that natural immunity would be better than a COVID vaccination. This article reads, dated March the 2nd, a Biden administration official told Congress that natural immunity is not something that we believe in. For members of the U.S. military who has had COVID-19 just days after a British study showed that prior infections protects people as well or better than any COVID vaccination, end quote. The armed forces will instead continue to push service members to take the COVID-19 vaccine and all boosters, the military undersecretary and chief diversity officer announced, before denying an inspector general's report that officials reviewing Christians' requests for religious exemptions only 12 minutes before dismissing them. In other words, they looked at them, 12 minutes later dismissed them. We don't know about natural immunity there. As far as we know how it works and how effective it will be, replied Gil Cisnero, Undersecretary of Defense, for the personnel in readiness. It goes on to say, the study during the Tuesday's congressional hearings, there's no good evidence, and the research is still ongoing as how we need to progress with this, said Cisnero. But as far as right now, natural immunity is not something we believe in for this, and so we're still moving forward. It goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, the Lancet, L-A-N-C-E-T, which is a medical journal out of the U.K. The Lancet, a world-renowned U.K. medical journal, published a metadata study February the 16th that concluded, quote, the level of protection afforded by previous infection is at least as high, if not higher, than any provided by two doses of the COVID vaccine, end quote. Numerous researchers have found natural immunity confers equal or greater protection against the novel coronavirus than the COVID-19 shot itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. The truth has been covered up. The truth has been denied. There's been lawlessness, if you please, from the White House down across America. It is something that we need to understand is taking place. And when you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the scripture says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous meaning dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult. I'm looking at a headline. Vaccine mandates did not stop the spread of COVID, according to the newest studies. Vaccine mandates that were implemented across the United States did not stop the spread of COVID-19, according to the newest study. Hear me, let me read that again. Vaccine mandates that were implemented across the United States did not stop the spread of COVID-19, according to the newest study found. And a study conducted by the George Mason University researchers analyzed data to examine the efficacy of the citywide COVID vaccine mandates of 2021. Across the country, widespread mandates were issued for businesses, transports, and indoor public places. However, the researchers say they found, in quotes, underline, no evidence that these measures did anything to reduce COVID cases or deaths. These mandates impose severe restrictions on the lives of many citizens and business owners, according to the researchers. Yet we find no evidence, using that term, in this three-page article, they use the statement, no evidence, three different times. Yet we find no evidence that the mandates were effective in their intended goals of reducing COVID-19 cases or death. The researchers evaluated the data from several U.S. cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., and found, quote, we found no evidence that the announcement or implementation of indoor vaccination mandates in this city listed had any significant effect on the vaccine uptick. COVID-19 cases, COVID-19 deaths, and this is largely consistent in all the U.S. cities that implemented the mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to, we've been deceived, and there's been a massive cover-up on a global basis that multitudes in America still believe today and still being wanting to institute and to implement on a continual basis. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. It's official. CDC adds three different doses of COVID vaccine for children on the vax list. Do you realize CDC just made the decision in February that kids 6 months old and older and going back to school, it is part of the repertoire of the vaccinations that kids will be required to get to go back to school. Why is that so? Because the CDC now has it on the top recommended list that kids 6 months old and older must take at least three of the COVID jabs in order to be properly vaccinated to be in the classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Idaho, headline, Idaho lawmakers seek to criminalize giving the vaccine to anybody. Republican lawmakers from Idaho have proposed measures that would make it a misdemeanor for the state to administer any COVID vaccines, end quote. I believe that this needs to come to the fruition across the nation, across America, where lawmakers will say no more will we allow a human being, a citizen, to be forced to put something in his or her body that will cause the sterilization, the paralyzation, or the death of the individual taking it. We've been lied to. The cover-up has been massive, and it's from the White House down. And that massive cover-up has brought about total lawlessness in our nation.